Parshas Vayikra begins as does the first half of Sefer Vayikra, discussing the Karbonis, which is a big part of the Torah and a big part of Yiddishkeit, despite the fact that many years we haven't had the schus of bringing Karbonis, but it's something that keeps Klal Yisrael going. The Inyan of Amiras HaKarbonis is as well as B'mokim. Makom Karbonis, the Tefillos of Makom Karbonis. What's the need of a carbon? So, Yodua, different shittos that are brought down the Rishenim, is Biron that brought down the Rishenim, the Ramban brings down the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, who says that the need of a carbon is that since the Mitzriim and the Kazdim, they worshipped the different animals, Kvosim, Vizbuchul, the Sirim, which are shadim, which to them look like serim. It says even till today in India, they don't, they'll never harm a cow. So mainly these three minim of animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzavas, that since they're being used by the Goyim as Avodah Zarah, we should take them and fakir, take those animals itself, shech those animals to Ribbono Shel Olam, and that brings a person kapara. What would be in the eyes of the Goyim the worst possible thing when it comes to Yiddishkeit, we take those things and fakir. We turn those things, they would never harm an animal, and fakirat, we go ahead and we harm the animal, we kill the animal, and that's the best thing for us. That's what brings the kapara. The Ramban is marich to Bichorlik, and he says, among the reasons why, he says, if that's the case, then why did Adam bring a carbon? Why did Noach bring a carbon? There's no way to desire the machlal. We see that the union of a carbon is not to be mafkir from that. Bilam brought carbonis. Even though Bilam wasn't coming to be mafkir from the Avodah Zarah L'chera. He says, Zichah, that there's another Indian as well, and he's Mazbar al-Pi Kabbalah also, but he says, Alderach HaPshat, that the Indian is that when a person does an Avero, there's three Chalakim to the person that were involved in performing the Avero. The Dibur, the Machshava, and the Maisa. And Lav Dafka Zef, all three, but those are the three Kalim that always are the what execute the Avera, do the Avera. Sometimes it's just the Dibur, sometimes it's just the Machshava, but sometimes it's all three of them together. It says Mamelo, when a person brings a carbon, he's Seimich himself on the carbon, which is Kineged HaMaisi, he does Smicha, and then he says Vidui, he's Mizvade, which is Kineged HaDibur, and then he burns the and he burns the inside, what we call the emurim, which are called emurim because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said should be brought and burnt on the Mizbech. That's the inside of the kishkas of the animal, because they're the kleya machshava v'ataiva. And memela, we take these three things and these three halakim, and in the carbon we're mitzvadeh, and we do smicho, we're makir of it, as it should be a kapar for the various that we did. It says even in oil also, oil is keneged, also chatoyis of tibur, other things, and it's brought, even though it's not keneged, it's really brought for a chet. So it's all, that's what it's for. He says, in addition, he says, when a person is zurich the dam, so he should think about himself, that akilu, he's being zurich, it should have been his own dam that you're zurich. Mechulu. The Meshech Chochma makes a hachra, he's machriya between, he says it depends if it was karbonis by the Boma or karbonis by the Hamikdash, one is going to get this, one is going to get that. I think at the bottom line, at the end of the day, the inyan of a karbon, Sa'ilafi the Ram, Sa'ilafi the Ramban, is a person being mishabed the Bria and himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the only inyan of the karbon. That a person takes all his deus, all the entire Bria, what the Avodah Zarah, what other people think, what the days of other people, and fakert, your mishabed, your das, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you shech those things. And, or like the Ramban says, the person himself, you take your dibur, your ma'aser machshava, your mishabed at the Kadosh Baruch Hu, your mechaper on the fact that you did something connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and now you're going ahead to be mishabed yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's another viewer that's brought down, that they brought on the Mizbeach, they brought animals which are balchai, and they brought nesachim, which is tzaymeach, and they brought salt, which is daimim. Be mishaber all the different halakim of the bria to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the inyan of a carbon. The carbon is to be mishaber the bria and ganzen to Ribbono Shel Olam, And the biggest ikur is to mishabens oneself to Ribbono Shel Olam. And specifically it's das. The deus, like the Rambam says, the deus, you're becoming lafuki from the deus of the Avodah Zarah, you be mishabed your das to Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Rambam says, you be mishabed your machshavas to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the biggest nekuda of the carbon. And that's really what it is. Adam ki yakov mikem carbon Hashem. The nekuda is to that it should come from you. It's not just that you go through the ma'isa, but it has to be from Mikem. It has to be Rachman Aliba boy. You got to bring from yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not enough just to go through it, like it says in the after of this week's parasha, Parasha Zohar. It says that Shmuel came to Shaul after Shaul was mitzvah to wipe out Amalek, and he thought that he did it. And Shmuel came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shmuel and he says, Nichamti ki imlachti yashor lemelech, shov me'acharai, v'zdvor elai hekim, imamish, he did not listen to me. Says Ribbono Shel Olam. What was the problem? So Shmuel comes to Shaul and he says, what happened over here? He says, Shaul says, what do you mean? Baruch atah Hashem, akimoyitzi zdvar Hashem. I was mekayim in the Dibur of Hashem to wipe out Amalek. Akimoyitzi zdvar Hashem, he was mazkir, Shem Hashem. Once heard that from Mordechai Druk, he said if there was a tzad in the veld that he wasn't mekayim the shem the tziva b'kadosh baruch hu, he wouldn't ever be masked the shem of Hashem. It was like pashtem, he was mekayim the shem the tziva b'kadosh baruch hu. Yomer Shmuel, mekol atene zeh b'oznai v'kol ha'bokar anichi shemeh. I told you to wipe out everything. What's that pesa? What happened? I hear animals. So he says no. Me'amaleki yevim asher chom alam alamitiv atzim rabokar leman zvoyach l'ashem alikecho. We brought the animals to be zvoyach l'kadosh baruch hu. And what does Shmuel tell him? Achofitz l'ashem ba'ulis zvochim kishmayim b'kol Hashem. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want karbanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should listen to him. And the whole Indian that we're saying of a karban is to be mishabed yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the whole Indian of a karban. But if you bring the karban without being mishabed yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam, so then that's not the Indian of the karban. The Indian of the karban is shmoya b'chol Hashem. Lahakshiv. That's the Indian. It's to be mishabed yourself. That's much greater than bringing the karban. Going through the motions without being mishabed yourself, that's not the Indian of the Karban Mechlal. The Indian is to give up of yourself, to give up of, to be Meshabed yourself, Batal Ritzaynecha Lefnei Ritzaynri. Be Mevatal yourself before the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's, to a certain extent, what happened by Purim. By Purim also, they weren't Mevatal their Das to Ribbono Shel Olam. Mordechai tells them, don't go to the Suda of Achashverosh. What was wrong with the Suda Zachashverosh? It had the best hechsher. It had Mordechai's hechsher there. Last is Kirtzainish Vish. There's nothing Einoinus. There was nothing that they were mechuyev to eat. That there was nothing that they were mechuyev to do. That was connected to the Yiddishkeit. There was nothing that wasn't kosher. Nevertheless, I mean, there were things that were not kosher. Maybe that they didn't were mechuyev to eat it. There were the things that and Mordechai told them not to go, and they didn't listen, They weren't mishavim themselves. And not only that, what happened at the end of the day? There was Mordechai, and that was really why the gzeira happened. The gzeira happened. What was the kliyo? Was nigzar? The Gemara says because shenenu misud zachashverosh. Then comes along Mordechai. Everybody bows down to Haman, and Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman. Now because of that, v'yiviz be'enev lishlech yad Mordechai levadai, and now we're going to kill out everybody once again. Oh, it's Mordechai causing problems. First of all, you don't want us to be on good terms with the melech. We don't go to his suda. You're causing problems. Then Haman, the Achashverosh says everybody's got to bow down to him. You don't bow down to him, causing problems again. But the emes was that it was Mordechai really that was b'schusai that Klal Yisrael wasn't killed. It was b'schus Mordechai that it was everything that he did to be machzeh b'tshuva, that Bnei Yisrael wasn't killed. They weren't mishabed themselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They weren't mishabed the das to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once they were Moisar Nefesh, they were Yaakov Mikem, they were Moisar Nefesh, like the Bach says, that was the Indian Saibe Chanukah, Saibe Purim. There was the Svashel San Avoido, and then there were Moisar Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you're Moisar Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Memeil HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the Yaakov Mikem, the whole Indian of a Karbon, the whole Indian of Yaakov Mikem is that you should give up yourself from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that you should be Meshavid yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that comes up in many different ways. It comes up in and then when a person does that, he sees the Yeshua, even the Ma'ala Mederach HaTavah, like it was by Purim. Purim was the time that they thought that they were, it was probably one of the gloomiest points in Klal Yisrael's history. That they were mamash in between the Batei Mikdashim. According to all Cheshbonos, they were after 70 years. Achashverosh says, he's going to make the Cheshbon and he's not going to make a mistake. Everybody else made a mistake already. He made the Cheshbonos, I'm not going to make a mistake. That means the 70 years, even if you go by the last possible time to count, what they thought, that was already passed. So that's it, the Baruch Shalom forgot about them. Their 7 years was ahead, you're supposed to be up, and the 7 years passed. The matzah was very gloomy and bleak. But as soon as they were Meister Nefesh, then they saw clearly the Yad Hashem. They clearly saw that the Baruch Shalom was here the entire time, and the Baruch Shalom was orchestrating it the entire time, and he didn't forget about us for a second. It's just that if a person is not meshavim himself to Baruch Shalom, the lav dafki does he see them. Hashem tzilcha yadi minecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like your tail, Chazal say. Just like your tail says, if you wave to your shadow, the shadow waves back. So the same way that you act with the Baruch Shalom acts with you. The more that you give, vato ritzoincho lifnei ritzoinoi, kadesh vato ritzoinachem lifnei ritzoinecho. That the more that you do to the Baruch Shalom, you show the Baruch Shalom your mitzvah nefesh for him, the more that he shows back, the more that he reciprocates, and the clearer it is that a person can see the Baruch Shalom. That's I think, a big nekuda of Avodas Hashem Bechlal, is being mevatals one's das to the Baruch Shalom. And to be mitzvah nefesh, the Liber Rachmana Boy, that is a chelek, an integral chelek of Avodas Hashem, that you could go through all the motions, we could go through all the things, and go through davening 3 times a day, and go through, but if it doesn't have the Yaakov Mikem, if it doesn't have the person's das is not there, along with his tefillah, person is not befrat that it's keneged karbonis, that's the whole meaning of tefillah, so it's very nice keneged karbonis tikkunim. So the person has to be vatal his das to Ribbono Shel Olam, vatal to give up of himself to Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, a very big aspect of giving up of himself means that, what is Mesiras Nefesh? Nefesh is a lashon of ratzon. Im yeishas nafshechem. It says, Rashi says, "Mishas nafshachin ritzim b'chen." Lashon of meitzer and mesiras nefesh is to give up of your ratzon. So much easier just to cruise control, and just to go through the motions without actually putting in thought. Mesiras nefesh is to put in thought, is to put in ratzon, put in a rachman aliba boy. That's a Yaakov Miken. It's the Indian of karbonas. It's the Indian of lahakshi be lishmoy v'kol Hashem to. Especially, Purim is coming. Purim is coming. It's a day that has the ability to be a day, Yom Kippurim, Kiyadua B'Shem Narizal, that Yom Kippurim is on the, it's Yom Kippurim. But the higher darga is Purim, Betzem. It is a day that Mamish has the Yecholus to be Mahapach a person from, to and put him on a totally different darga. Mamish to change a person around, Betzem. And has the ability for a person to spend it, Tait Shaker without any connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the difference between this and that? The difference is just where the person's das is. What's your machshav is going into it? What are you trying to accomplish when you're doing it? Is it with the intention of trying to be miskarif to Ribbono Shel Olam? Or is the intention of prikas oil to a certain extent? Even if a person's not thinking that, but it's a day to, finally we have a day that we could just drink without a problem. A little bit of machshava in anything that a person does, in any mitzvah, in any tefillah, a little bit of yakvim ikem, to give up of yourself, to give up. That's the biggest carbon that you can give to Ribbono Shel Olam.